1230 WDBZ. Lincoln Ware with you till 2 o'clock. And let's go to a guy that name has been thrown around a lot, running for mayor of Cincinnati next year. And his name is John Cranley. John Cranley, how you doing?
Lincoln, it's great to be back on your show.
I tell you, it's been a long time, man.
It's been too long.
I tell you, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been practicing law at Keating, Reesing, and Clay Camp and doing my development in Price Hill. I've been raising my wife and I's son, Joseph, who's 3. And I'm worried about the city raising property taxes on everybody right now in a very difficult time.
Yes, yes. And I'm hearing they're not telling the whole truth about how much they're raising the taxes.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, right now all you hear about is the general fund property tax potentially going from 4.5 to 6.1 mills, which is a horrible idea. But on top of that, which people haven't focused on as much, is the fact that they're simultaneously raising the capital property tax over the course of 2 years by another 0.7 mills. Or, I'm sorry, 0.8 mills, from 5.9 where it is today to 6.68, just about 6.7, 0.8 mills over 2 years. Combined, the two property taxes would go from 10.5 mills, which is what we're paying now, to 12.8.
Whoa.
Which is virtually a 23% increase over 2 years.
So that little, $46 a year for a $100,000 home, that would go up.
Much higher.
Yeah.
And remember, that's also being evaluated under depressed property values.
Mm-hmm.
That number would have been a much higher number when values were higher before and assuming that they continue to go up again.
Mm-hmm. Man, so why was that conveniently left off? You know, were they trying to pull a fast one on the voters in Cincinnati or what?
Well, I think the fast one is the fact that they've never told the true trade-offs and cost of the streetcar project.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they're saying that they're raising the property taxes in part right now to pay for District 3 and to pay for the Riverfront Park and to pay for Music Hall. But the reality is that they're borrowing a minimum of $25 million from the capital budget for the streetcar. Mm-hmm. We also know, and so if you didn't have to borrow that money, you wouldn't have to raise the taxes for those other worthy items.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So this is all because of the streetcar.
I think so. The other issue is that it's going to get worse because we know that they don't have Duke Energy under contract.
Right.
That's probably going to cost another, you know, call it $15 million. The FAA has told them they can't use the Blue Ash Airport money, which is $15 million. So now you're talking maybe a $30 million deficit on the streetcar just for phase one and MSD and eminent domain. What worries me is that the city has the right to borrow money, which is what they're doing now, and then force a tax increase on the capital budget side, property tax side, later because they can say, well, we have all this debt. Now we got to pay for it. But what the city has said for years is that there will be no tax increases to pay for the streetcar. And they also have said repeatedly that there would be no operating budget money for the streetcar, which is also not true.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that the casino money, which is $13 million, that they have in the budget for next year is being diverted to pay for the streetcar and for street sculptures. And I don't think it is right to raise people's property taxes in these difficult times to divert that money from people whose hardships are – they've lost value in their homes, mm-hmm. right? So their homes are worth less. And the city's response is to raise taxes so that they still get paid the money they're used to getting paid, but while people who already lost value in their homes get made worse off by having to pay higher taxes.
Yeah, now, see, if this is all because of the streetcar, you know, I'm not for this. You know, if it's because of the streetcar, I don't think it's right for them to raise taxes for that. But I don't know if it's just to, you know, close the budget gap and, you know, things like that, I can go with it. But for the streetcar, no.
Well, remember, Lincoln, I appreciate that. There's two components to this. The capital side is the capital side, which they're raising substantially, is clearly for the streetcar because it directly relates to supposedly $27 million of expenditures, which is exactly equal to the amount of money they're borrowing for the streetcar. So that's clearly a streetcar tax.
So
that's clearly a streetcar tax.
They're not hiding it, but they're not putting it out there either.
Right. And then, but on the operating side, you know, they always try to make a distinction between, well, the streetcar doesn't use operating dollars. Well, that's not true. In fact, if you look at the 2011-2012 approved city budget on page 7, it clearly states that the operating budget of the city is being used for the streetcar. In addition, the budgets clearly show that the casino money is all available to the general operating fund of the city, which the city has voted to spend and is planning to spend on the streetcar and on street sculptures. So the fact is, on both sides, on the operating and the capital, the 23% property tax increase is all basically a streetcar tax, and they haven't been telling the truth. The other issue, Lincoln, that you got to ask people not to get, so they don't snow you on the need for a property tax hike when people are already dealing with hardships. I mean, think about the person living in Price Hill or in Bond Hill or in Mount Washington or, you know, wherever, and they own a home and they're on a fixed income pension. They've lost value in their home, which is probably their best asset. They've lost value, which is why they might be paying a little bit less. But the reality is that the city's solution to the hardship that people are facing is to raise their taxes. At the same time, we know that the city's police and fire budgets, which are 70% of the general fund of the city, by the city manager's own memo, are down by 12%, both of them, meaning the number of officers that the police has and the number of firefighters that the fire department has is down by 12% over 3 years. That is the cost of these departments, is personnel. And to the city's credit, the police and the fire agreed to 0% pay increases for the next 2 years. So let me ask you, Lincoln, the income tax is up substantially because corporations are doing well. The two biggest drivers of the general fund, police and fire, are down by 12% in overall personnel, and they have no pay increases.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Lincoln, why are they raising our taxes if those are the drivers of the budget? And by the way, what are they spending our money on? If police and fire aren't taking more of the budget, what are they spending our money on? And I would submit to you, it's the streetcar, it's the atrium, it's all the travel, it's, you know, they're painting murals at City Hall, and none of those things are anywhere near as important as not raising taxes on people on their homes at this time.
You mentioned the atrium. What do you think about that?
It tells me that City Hall is putting itself first and us last. I mean, the idea that when they're going to raise our taxes by 23%, that a project like that would be a priority is really outrageous and insulting to the average person and the taxpayer in this city. I mean, it's beyond the pale to think. The other issue that needs to be thought about is the tax consequences. If you're the Cincinnati Club, if you're the Phoenix, and now City Hall is competing with you for wedding receptions, you're going to say, just like they did on the golf courses, say, well, you should not be tax exempt. Imagine what City Hall would be valued at if it had to pay property taxes because they start trying to compete with the private sector on wedding receptions, et cetera. It's absolutely ludicrous. And to do it at the same time that they're raising taxes to keep paying for street sculptures and streetcars just tells me that they are putting themselves first and us last.
Well, at this point, what can the citizens of Cincinnati do?
I think the citizens should go to City Hall on Monday or email or call and tell their elected officials not to raise a streetcar tax at this time. It's not a priority. And frankly, we were told that the streetcar would not entail increased taxes. Not true. We were told that the operating budget of the city would not be used for a streetcar. Not true. Both the casino money is being used for the streetcar as well as the approved 2011-2012 budget you can find online right now.
All right. Well,
One other thing, Lincoln, that I think is important. The city only paved 63 miles last year. Now, I don't know about you, but in every neighborhood I drive in, you see potholes.
And we've had complaints like you wouldn't believe about potholes.
And Lincoln, that's because they're diverting money from the basic infrastructure of all 52 neighborhoods to the streetcar. And I think that we were told that this would not happen. We were told that it was all positive. And at the end of the day, the people have a right to know what the trade-offs are. Am my taxes going to go up?
And
is my street going to be paved? And what the city has told us is clearly inconsistent with the evidence of tax hikes and 63 lane miles paved last year.
And how will we find proof that this is happening? How can they find proof that this is what's happening?
Well, we're going to be publishing. You can go online and find all this. The city manager's memo admits that they only did 63 miles last year. The city manager's memo does talk about how they're raising both the general fund property tax and the capital property tax.